Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today we come to Philemon. It's a book that only has one chapter. We're going to look at the first three verses. Here's how Paul starts the letter. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, to Apphia, our sister, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Philemon teaches us that grace receivers should be grace givers. Those who have been given much should be generously giving back. Those whose thirst is quenched should offer a drink. Those whose stomachs are full should share a bit of food. Those whose barns are overflowing should be more generous with the overflow. But it's not always the case, is it? Paul writes this very tactful letter to a believer named Philemon with a specific purpose in mind. You see, Philemon's slave, a man named Onesimus, had stolen from Philemon and had run away. In Paul's day, this act was punishable by death. But in God's sovereign plan, the fugitive slave met Paul and trusted in Christ. And as a follower of Jesus, Onesimus was willing to return and make amends even if it meant death. Paul wrote this personal appeal to Philemon to show grace and accept Onesimus as a Christian brother. Paul's appeal is based on grace. Grace receivers should be grace givers. Many of you are reading this with some outstanding relationship issues. You're estranged from your mom, your dad, or sister or brother. You're distanced from a son or daughter. You're separated from a friend. There's a wedge between you and your spouse. Sure, there are reasons, and I'm sure you got hurt. And yes, maybe it's mostly their fault. But anything people have done to us, we have done to God. And He extends His grace and forgiveness. If He is willing to forgive us, we must be willing to forgive others. Grace receivers must be grace givers. That's a foundational truth for a follower of Jesus. So make the phone call. Write the note. Send an email. You're a grace receiver. Be a grace giver. Lord, please give me the grace right now to extend grace to you, insert the name. I do this because I follow the greatest grace giver of time and eternity. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.